Hey, Lynn, thanks for joining us. We've heard a lot of talk about single-payer health care, first in Washington and now at the state level. So let's start with the basics. What is single-payer health care?
Good question. Basically, single-payer health care means a system where all our medical bills are paid through a single entity, basically the government. And in most of the systems, the money to pay those bills comes out of taxes.
And Lynn, we don't often talk about this, but the United States already has a single-payer system. It's for people 65 and older.
That's right. It's called Medicare, and it's a very popular program. That's why some supporters of single-payer health care, like Rhode Island's progressive Democrat Aaron Regenberg, call their bills Medicare for All. They point to Canada and European countries that have single-payer systems and much lower medical costs. Studies have shown these countries also have better health care outcomes than the U.S.
So supporters of single-payer think it could be the answer to controlling our health care costs and maybe even improving our health. But that's not exactly what this bill would do. So what is this new twist on single-payer that's being debated in Rhode Island's General Assembly?
Well, actually, this bill is about improving health as well, but it's only addressing one part of the single-payer system, just primary care services for all Rhode Islanders, and they call it the Primary Care Trust Act. And to pay for it, the state would assess a fee on insurance companies. The idea comes from Dr. Michael Fine, the state's former health director. Fine now leads efforts to expand primary care in the Blackstone Valley. And here's why he says a single-payer system could work for primary care.
The cost of each person's primary care doesn't change very much. It's kind of a fixed cost. And so running it through the insurance process has been a little crazy. So this says, okay, each insurance company will send a certain amount of money per person they insure to the Rhode Island Primary Care Trust, and then the trust will buy all the primary care for every person.
Fine says this centralized payment system would help primary care practices and health clinics, where billing costs now account for 20 to 40% of their overhead.
So it's like single payer, but not for the whole system, just for primary care. Could this work? What are people saying about this idea?
Well, there's a lot of skepticism. Listen to what Steve DeToy of the Rhode Island Medical Association has to say about this idea.
Well, I think that doesn't make any sense. We've got a huge healthcare system. If we want to change the healthcare system, we have to change the whole thing. We can't just pick and choose the parts that we want to, because that leaves too many things in the gray area.
So you heard him talk about a gray area. One part of that is, what's considered primary care? The bill defines primary care very broadly. In addition to routine doctor's visits, it would include maternity care, mental health services, dental and vision care. Even emergency visits to urgent care centers would be considered primary care if the center isn't run by a hospital.
Okay, so you anticipated my question about what is meant by primary care, but what do health policy experts think about this idea?
Well, a health policy expert at the nonprofit Kaiser Family Foundation says sorting out what's primary care versus specialty care under the bill could be really problematic. Let's say you're being treated for breast cancer, so you're getting more frequent mammograms. Are those billed as primary care or specialty care? So there are some questions about just how this bill would actually work.
What would it cost, Lynn, to run a single-payer system for routine doctor's visits, primary care?
That's not entirely clear. The bill says it would just require insurers to reallocate 10.7% of their projected medical spending to the primary care trust fund. But that doesn't include dental and vision care. And even Dr. Michael Fine, the inspiration behind this bill, has no estimate for the administrative costs that the state would bear.
Lynn, we heard some strong concerns about this bill from the Rhode Island Medical Association. What about other business groups? What do they think?
Well, the Rhode Island Business Coalition is also concerned, mainly about cost. And the Office of the Health Insurance Commissioner, which Fine says would be the logical agency to oversee such a payment system, currently has just 12 full-time employees. And leaders there say they would need to hire more full-time employees to run this type of system. Fine says these are all details that can be worked out, and that ultimately a single-payer system for primary care will save money and improve care. Rhode Island Senator Susan Sosnowski, who sponsored the Senate bill, says she doesn't expect it to pass, but she thinks it's a compelling idea to get into the public debate at the Senate Health and Human Services Committee.
It's a fabulous opportunity to start the conversation on this. The issue of primary care for all Rhode Islanders has been a very important issue to the committee, and I do think this is a different way to approach it.
So this idea of a single-payer system just for primary care is under consideration in Vermont. But even the bill's supporters say they don't expect the Rhode Island bill has any chance of passing this time around. That happens with a lot of bills the first time they're introduced. The idea, they say, is to build support for it down the road. And Fine says he's hoping Maine and Connecticut will consider introducing similar bills next year.
Well, stay tuned. And Lynn Arditti, who covers health and healthcare for Rhode Island Public Radio, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.